From the whir of an espresso machine to the register that rings up my chai tea latte to the soca music playing on the speakers, Joe's East Atlanta Coffee Shop has dozens of examples of Georgia's energy mix at work. It's not like there are signs saying coffee maker powered by solar panels or lamps brought to you by the Chattahoochee River. But utility providers like Georgia Power, electric membership cooperatives, and city-run power companies do bring you electricity using a variety of sources.
There's a large power plant that is generating the electricity, and then it flows out onto the power grid.
That's Christy Swartz, somewhere. Who covers energy for E&E News, an outlet focused on energy and the environment. She says Georgia's current energy mix is made up primarily of natural gas, coal, and nuclear.
There is a mix of renewables. There's some solar and there's some hydro for those that want to call that a renewable. There's a big movement to expand biomass and to look at wind and storage as well.
According to the Federal Energy Information Administration, about 8% of the state's energy came from renewable sources in 2017. So who's in charge of figuring out how Georgia balances its energy needs and if changes need to be made?
Well, the Public Service Commission in Georgia strictly deals with the utilities and how that affects ratepayers.
Jason Shaw is the newest member of the PSC, a five-member elected board that regulates Georgia Power and other investor-owned utilities. Georgia Power, which serves more than 2.5 million customers, has to present what's known as an integrated resource plan to the commission.
That's the 3-year update to the 20-year energy plan for Georgia Power Company. This is where we decide what the energy mix is going to be for the next 3 years of this 20-year plan.
Shaw says this year's IRP showcases the biggest growth opportunity for the state's energy mix, solar power. Georgia had basically no solar in 2010.
But basically, based on where we are now and what's proposed in the stipulation agreement, we'll be looking at, by 2024, we'll be looking at close to 5,000 megawatts of new solar.
That could put Georgia Power at close to a fifth of its energy from renewable sources. Coupled with very low natural gas prices, that means the utility will close more coal-fired power plants in the future. That shift has already cut Georgia Power's CO2 emissions by about half since 2007. Back at Joe's Coffee Shop, Christy Swartz, the energy reporter, says the energy industry is at a transition point across the country, not just in Georgia.
From big appliances to even smaller devices that we use each day, they're becoming more efficient.
Combine that with technological advancements, with energy storage, and the coffee shop of the future may be getting its power in a very different energy landscape. The next 3 years, at least, will be more certain. The Public Service Commission will issue its final decision about Georgia Power's electricity plan on July 16th. For GPP News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.